always love it when local athletes do well in Stark County, and we like to highlight that when we get the opportunity. And I want to thank Tim Rogers, the media relations representative for the Ohio Open, who's a friend of mine. He used to work for the Plain Dealer, so we've crossed paths. And he was texting me the last couple of days about a local athlete who was stroking it well on the golf course and had a chance to win his first professional tournament. And joining us via the Wakeham Way hotline to talk about that is former Lake graduate. He played golf and basketball at Lake High School. His dad is the head basketball coach there, Tom McBride. His name is Jake McBride, and he joins us as the winner of the 100th Ohio Open yesterday. Jake, thanks for making time for us. Congratulations on that first professional win.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks for having me today.
So take me through the last couple of days for you. You come, you play in the Ohio Open, the 100th version of it, and not only play, you tore up the course there at Westfield Country Club with a 62 in round one. Then the weather creeped in. You found out it was going to go from three rounds to two, and you win in a playoff yesterday. What were those two rounds of golf like for you, and then the ultimate outcome is to win the tournament?
They were fun rounds, especially the 62. Obviously, it's always fun when you get a chance to kind of black out a little bit like that and take it really low. But it was fun. It was a different kind of experience having all the rain delays and having to come home and sleep on kind of knowing what had to be done the next day. You know, knowing I had to go back out there and play the next 10 holes and two under par. I haven't had any kind of experience like that in the past. So that was kind of different and honestly gave me a lot of things to learn from, things that, you know, I can do the same in the future and things that maybe I should do a little bit differently. But it was just a really cool experience getting kind of all that, getting putter hot for a week that I haven't really had that recently either. So all in all, it was a blast being out there.
Hot putter, nothing, man. You must have ice water through your veins. You're shooting it like it's a video game. At what point in time does it creep into your mind that out of 272 golfers, you're about to win this thing?
You know, I tried to kind of not let it creep into the mind. I told my dad, he was, you know, caddying for me this week, and I told him going into it that the only thing that I can really control is, you know, my routine and what I do before I hit the shot. And once I hit it, there's nothing really I can do about it after that, you know. And I haven't always been able to kind of convince myself of that, but I did a good job of that this week. So I was really trying to kind of keep the external thoughts to a minimum there on, you know, you're going to actually do this thing. But it might have crept in a little bit at the end there, and maybe why I three-putted the last hole, but I was able to kind of right the ship there going back into the playoff and felt pretty confident about it.
You know, it's funny. Years ago, way before you were born, there was a Cleveland Indians pitcher, Len Barker, pitched a perfect game, and the reporter came out and says, Lenny, what was working for you today? And his response was, everything. I mean, having your dad on the bag and playing as well as you did, I guess everything was working for you.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it. It was. It was one of the rare weeks where kind of all the aspects of the game kind of clicked, and I didn't feel like there was too many weaknesses this week. And it's rare, especially for a golfer. I mean, you ask all of them, doesn't always, something might be good one week, but they don't always all click. And I was fortunate enough to kind of have that happen this week.
Happy to have Jake McBride with us on the Kenny and JT Show. Lake grad from 2013, NC State, where he played some college golf, and he's a professional golfer now, won his first tournament as a professional at the Ohio Open. And you mentioned three-putting your last hole, Jake. So take me through that, because we watch on TV all the time, right? JT, I'm a hacker. JT's a hacker. We don't play that much, but, you know, we hack it all over the course. And when we see a professional golfer miss a three-foot putt or a four-foot putt, we're like, how the heck could he miss that? That's easy. So take us through what that was like, having a chance to win it in regulation, but then when you didn't, to have the mental toughness to come back on the first playoff hole, regroup, and still win the Ohio Open yesterday.
Oh, it was hard. It was It was more 4 or 5 feet. I'm not going to lie. But first putt wasn't very good. But I definitely, it's difficult to win. It doesn't matter what level you're at. It's just really, really hard. And I actually was pretty proud of myself because I felt like I hit a pretty good putt. I didn't feel like I hit, kind of whiffed one or dead yanked it or anything like that. I felt like I hit a pretty good putt, and it may have broke more than I thought it was going to. So I kind of took a little bit of relief in that I didn't feel like I physically choked it away. I just maybe misread it a little bit, greens were wet. It could have hit something, any of those kind of things that are out of my control.
Right.
So I kind of took a little solace in that. And then I knew that I had, been putting well. And so if I can just give myself a chance, I got a chance of having a birdie or making a birdie to win the playoff. And I told my dad going driving back to the tee, I was like, we got, if you'd have told me I had a chance to win the golf tournament, on Tuesday when we teed off, then I'd have taken it. And here we are with a chance to win the golf tournament. So it doesn't really matter how we got here. We've got a chance. Let's see if we can take advantage of it. And I think kind of that mindset too helped me stay aggressive in the playoff.
All right. So how much of being a coach's son, playing basketball for dad, gives you that mental toughness, that mental approach in a different sport, but still in a competitive atmosphere?
I don't know. I feel like maybe a little bit. I've always thought playing basketball myself growing up, even though I didn't play all that much, or just having another sport to do teaches a little bit of that competitiveness that golf may not always teach. They always kind of teach you you're playing against the course or you're playing against yourself that day, which is true when there's 200 and some people playing in the tournament. But when it comes down to a playoff, it is that one-on-one mentality that, you got to go try to win, which is how some other, other sports are. So I do think it gives maybe a little bit of an edge in that regard.
We're talking right now with Jake McBride, and happy for him winning his first professional tournament, and he does it with his dad on the bag for him in Ohio. Jake, how many tournaments have you played in, Jake? Because I was doing some research. We were going to have you on and all of that, and I saw that, you've been a professional for a little while now. So how many tournaments have you played in professionally?
I turned professional in July of 2017.
Okay.
So I've probably played in, probably more than, what's that, that's 4 years? Yeah, probably close to 50, if not more than 50.
Okay, so to win your first professional tournament in the Buckeye State with your dad on the bag, can you write a better ending to your first professional win than that?
No, definitely not. It was really special.
And so the course, how familiar were you with Westfield Country Club? How many times had you played that course before?
So we had played it. I think I had played two other Ohio Opens there. But it was fully renovated this year. I think the last couple of years they had been doing a renovation out there. So the north course, the course that I played the first round, I had not seen other than the day prior. I played a practice round on it. And then I played a practice round on both courses. So that was really the only time I had seen them since they had been changed up a little bit.
So was that advantage for you not having played other than that, or no? It's just another course, and like you said, you just go play the course as you see it.
Yeah, I think I had enough familiarity with it, playing it in the practice round, at least knowing I had a game plan for how I wanted to play it. So being able to develop that helped. But I don't think it was an advantage or a disadvantage. I don't think a lot of people would have been able to play the North course because I don't think it had been open very long. So I don't think there was an advantage or a disadvantage there, really.
You talk about the game plan and the change of the game plan. I want to ask you, how did the game plan change with the drastic weather changes? You talk about the starting and stopping. Does this lead for we would say he's a mutter. If you're a horse, you do better in bad weather? How did this affect your game?
It changes up the game plan a little bit on, you know, a couple of holes where maybe I was going to hit a 3-wood off the tee. It turned into a driver just because I knew it wasn't going to run, you know, run out as much. So something along those lines. And then it may change it up to where you're a little bit more aggressive because the greens got pretty soft. And they slowed down just a little bit. So it took a little bit of the bite out of them. So you were able to be a little bit more aggressive. But you also, I noticed there was a lot of balls that started spinning back that we weren't having in the practice rounds. And so you kind of had to adjust for that. But as far as being a mutter or any of that, we really didn't play through that much rain because when the rain came through, so did lightning. So they took us off the
course.
So our actual playing conditions weren't ever really very bad. It was just the course itself took on a lot of water.
Jake McBride, our guest, 2013 graduate of Lake High School, professional golfer, now won the 100th Ohio Open yesterday for his first professional win. So what's next for you, Jake? How does maybe this win help you? Does it, and I don't know all the rules and regulations at the different levels of professional golf, does this automatically put you in other tournaments? And I'll eventually ask you what you're going to do with 10 grand, but answer those questions first.
Well, no, it doesn't do anything like that. So I've got a couple of tournaments coming up in the middle to end of July. I think I'm heading out to Iowa. There's two in a row out in Iowa, the Waterloo Open and the Greater Cedar Rapids Open. So I'm going to go play in those. And then from there, I'm going to head over to Colorado, I think. It's the plan right now. It's kind of tentative, though. And play the Colorado Open and then head back after that. So that's kind of my tentative plan. I'm up in the air on Colorado, but we'll see.
You taking Dad on the bag on those trips, too?
No, he's going to stay home for that.
Maybe we can get you Kevin Shaheen on that bag.
Oh, okay. God, no. You want him to win, JT. Come on
he'll
now.
Look good. We'll get you all the gear you need.
Oh, so, Jake, 10 grand, man. That's a nice payday. You know, so what's that like to get a check for 10 grand for the first time, something like that?
After the last year and a half with not having much to play in and the COVID situation, it certainly helps, that's for sure.
So the ultimate – go ahead.
Oh, you're good.
No, so is the ultimate goal the PGA Tour then eventually? Is that the climb up the ladder?
Yeah, I'll do Korn Ferry qualifying school at the end of the year, this year, trying to hopefully get my card for Korn Ferry Tour for next year. So that's the ultimate goal, try to work our way up to the PGA Tour.
Hey, congratulations. Thanks for coming on the show on short notice. Like we said, we always like to hear about a local guy or gal doing well in college sports, professional sports, whatever it is, and you're one of the pros now. We wish you nothing but continued success. Thanks for coming on, and hopefully we'll be talking to you more down the road after a few more victories, all right?
Absolutely. Thank you guys for having me.